city did you live in South Korea? And
I was born in Seoul, Korea. Mm-hmm. And when I was 8 years old, my family moved to Gyeongju, which is 4 hours south from Seoul. It's south west by the ocean. It's actually a historical town. In 300 AD or BC, actually, BC. It was a Korea was divided three different countries, mm-hmm. and it was the capital of one of the country, and the Buddhism was its country religion, and so it has a lot of Buddhist monuments, temples. I was 16.
How did that affect your friends and family that you had in Korea?
Well, I had a lot of friends in Korea and kept in touch with them just a little bit after I got here, but it's so far away, and I was just actually focused on getting assimilated to living in the United States, mm-hmm. because Ann Arbor, Michigan is where we moved to, really didn't have a lot of Asian people. Mm-hmm. So we were treated differently, people looking at us a lot of times. Although Ann Arbor is very culturally diverse city compared to any other cities in Michigan for that matter. So I do feel lucky that I grew up there. But yeah, I don't really have any friends I kept in touch.
Why did you relocate to the US?
My father was in charge of opening a laboratory for a motor company called Hyundai. So he came here first. And then I think was here by himself for like a year and a half or 2 years. I can't remember. Because I remember living with mom, and he would just come back to Korea like every 6 months or something. And then we moved here to be with him. He brought his family here. And we always wanted to come immigrate to the United States because my grandmother also lived in San Francisco, and I have an uncle who lived in San Francisco, mm-hmm. and their family. So we wanted to come, and it was actually just perfect opportunity and more easier way to immigrate, because we were coming on a work visa rather than, you know, immigration, regular immigration, like family extended visa. So we were treated nicer, I think. And my father had a blue collar job. Mm-hmm. He made really good money, and he was respected in, you know, auto industry. And he was the president of the laboratory, and so he had a lot of people under him. So it was really ideal situation. Yeah.
Did you speak any English before you came to the US?
No. I mean, I knew basic English, like hello, you know, that kind of stuff. I did take first year of English in ninth grade in Korea when I started high school there, but then obviously, that's learning English in Korea and actually speaking in the United States, different things.
What was your favorite childhood memory living in Ann Arbor, Michigan?
I liked having like all-American experience that you always see on movies and TVs. I remember watching like shows like Eight Is Enough, or like TV shows that you watch in Korea, and then you come here, and then, you know, that Leave It to Beaver, that kind of shows, mm-hmm. you know, and then Michigan is very sort of all-American, picket fences, you can ride bike to school, it's really green, it snows in the winter. Yeah, so that I really liked. But I also missed like city kind of life that Korea had,